Shout it loud, hallelujah. I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of. Let me hear the sister sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Everybody together, let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
And now what do you so clear by Yara?
And call your name loud and clear. I, Daniel Olukoya, shall not miss my divine allocation. There is somebody needs to shout this loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. I shall not miss my divine allocation. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus,
Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning.
Baba, dupe lo yin fun owuro iyanu yi.
The first Sunday in this wonderful year.
Sunday akoko ninu odun iyanu yi.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our lives.
Adupe fun ore ofe yin laye wa.
Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our souls.
Adupe fun owo yin to wa lori oko wa.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Lord, for Jesus.
This morning, open our understanding.
Lowura Yeshua niye.
Beginning from this very first Sunday.
Lati Sunday akoko yi lo.
Begin to fill our cups overflowing.
Ebe sinu ku ago wa ni akowo sile.
Lay your hands upon your people.
Ede awo yin le awon eniyan yi.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Adupe baba wo.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Before you sit down here, I'd like you to shake several hands and say Happy New Year in Jesus' name.
Ede joko mi fe ko epo eni meje lowo ko yi pe eku odun titin loruko Jesu.
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's have a seat. God bless you.
Eja ka joko Olorun yo bukun fun wa.
Let's open our Bible to the book of John.
Kashi Bibeli wa si iwe Johanu.
John chapter 1.
Johanu ori kini.
I'm going to read from verse 43.
Wo ka lati ese ketale ni ogoji.
John chapter 1.
Johanu ori kini.
From verse 43.
Lati ese ketale ni ogoji.
It's from this passage we are going to have our topic for this morning.
Nibe la o ti mu ese oro wa lowuro yi.
Let me caution that this is a prayer meeting.
E je kin tete fi to wa leti pe ipade adura leleyi.
We are here to pray.
Adura la wa gba.
And this is a year where much prayer is needed.
Odun isi je odun ta ti nilo opo adura.
There are 10 breakthrough prayers to pray.
Adura la ja mewa wa ta o gba.
That will come very soon.
A o de pe gba yen.
John chapter 1.
John ori kini.
Verse 43.
Ese keta le ni ogoji.
The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee.
Ni ojo keji Jesu nfe jade lo si Galilee.
And find that Philip.
O si ri Philip.
And said to Philip, follow me.
O si wi fun pe ma to mi leyin.
Now Philip was of Bethsaida.
Ara Bethsaida ni Philip is
the city of Andrew and Peter.
Ilu Andrew ati Peteru.
Philip now findeth Nathanael.
Philip ri Nathanael.
And said unto him,
O si wi fun pe
we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Abati ri eniti Mose ninu ofin ati awon woli ti kowe re, Jesu ti Nazareti, omo Joseph.
And Nathanael said unto him,
Nathanael si wi fun pe,
can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ohun rere kan a le ti Nazareti jade.
Philip said unto him,
Philip wi fun pe,
come and see.
Wa wo.
Can everybody read verse 46? Verse 46, loud and clear. Let's go.
Mo ka ese kerin di la dota.
So the title of our short message and prayer today.
Akori iwazu shoki ati adura wa foni.
My testimony of commencing.
Ni ijeri wa wo temi.
Can I hear the sister say that one?
Yarabiri ekigore.
You are not saying it as loud as I want you to say it. Can I hear the brothers shouting the same thing? Verse 46 again. And Nathanael said unto him,
Nathanael is in with me.
Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Nazareth jade.
Philip said unto him,
Philip is with me.
Come and see.
Wow.
There is a testimony called come and see testimony.
Ijeri ko wa to je ijeri e wa wo.
That shall be your lot in the name of
Jesus.
This same question, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ibere pe ohun rere kan le ti Nazareth jade.
The enemy is throwing that question to many this day.
Ota n bere re lowo opopolopo loni.
It is an evil cry.
Igbe buburu ni.
An evil cry against your destiny.
Igbe buburu lodi si ayomo re.
Can any good thing come out of this man?
Orere kan ale jade lara
obirin. Can any good thing come out of this woman?
Orere kan ale jade lara obirin.
Can any good thing come out of this family?
Orere kan ale jade lati inu ebi yi.
If the enemy is asking that question today,
bi ota ba n bere iru
be, you shall receive a testimony of come and see. You shall receive it. You shall receive it. In the name of Jesus. So can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Orere kan ale ti Nazareth jade.
Question is, why Nazareth?
O ti wa je pe Nazareth na bere iru oro be npa
re. A small Bible study will answer the question.
Eko Bibeli kekere kan yo je ko ye wa.
In Genesis chapter 49.
Genesis ori kokon din ni adota.
Genesis chapter 49.
Genesis ori kokon din ni adota.
Why did Nathanael say can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Eti se ti Nathanael bi wo pe orere kan a le ti Nazareth
jade. Genesis 49.
Genesis ori kokon din ni adota.
Now Genesis 49 is an important book in scripture.
It
was there Jacob was blessing or cursing his children as the case may be.
Ibe ni Jacob ti bere si sure abi ko gbegun fa awon omo re e to ba to so ni kaluku o si nfi
le lo. Giving to everyone as they qualify for.
E to to so ni kaluku won lo bere si mu le
won. For some strange reasons.
Ugo fun idi ajeje.
Look at what he said in Genesis 49:13.
Ti ba wo ohun to wi ni Genesis ori kokan din ni adota ese iketala.
Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea.
Zebuloni ni yo ma gbe ebute okun.
It shall be for a heaven of ships.
Oni yo si ma wa fun ebute oko.
And his border shall be unto Sidon.
Ipinle re yo si de Sidoni.
Jacob had 12 sons.
Jacob bi omo okunrin mejila.
Reuben.
Reubeni.
Levi.
Levi.
Simeon.
Simeoni.
Judah.
Judah.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Issachar.
Issachar.
Dan.
Dani.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Asha.
Asha.
Gad.
Gadi.
Naphtali.
Naphtali.
And Zebulun.
At his Zebulun.
Zebulun was one of the sons of Jacob.
Zebulun oja konina omo Jacob.
Zebulun was the sixth last child of Leah.
Zebulun ni omo ikefa bi keyin Leah.
Whom Jacob was forced to marry after 7 years of slavery in the house of Laban.
Tiwọn fi pamu Jacob fe leyin to sinru fodun meje nile Labani.
So when Jacob was blessing his children and giving them inheritance.
Nigbati Jacob bere si bukun awon omo re to si pin ogun ini fun won.
The least among the least of the inheritances was given to Zebulun.
Eto kere julo ninu awon ipin lo fun Zebulun.
He told Zebulun that his descendants are to stay by the sea.
The
very edge of the promised land. They are not going inside. They're just staying at the edge of the promised land. But
see.
Zebulun was given an area of land that was near the Sea of Galilee.
A fun Zebulun ni ile to sumo eti okun Galilee.
He had the poorest inheritance of all the children.
Ninu gbogbo awon omo ohun logun re kere ju.
It was a low inheritance.
O je ogun to were.
While his brothers received inheritance that included mountains, fertile lands, good area, this man was kept by the sea.
Nigbati awon arakunrin en jogun awon ile to ni apata ile olora ati awon ibi to dara okunrin ya fi pamo si eti odo eti okun nikan.
While most of the 11 children received land where they can pasture their sheep, all Zebulun got was an address.
Nigbati awon omo mokanla iyoku ti won gba ile ti won ti le ma toju ohun osin ohun ti Zebulun ni ohun ni adiresi.
His land was next to the sea.
His
land cannot grow anything that will bring much profit.
And
therefore his brothers were more prosperous.
And it will
appear as if the family of Zebulun were
losers.
Because the land that he inherited was one of the most despised of the people of God.
He
was far in the north, very, very long way from Jerusalem, the capital.
He
was remote from the center of government.
To worsen
the place is the place you call Galilee.
Láti tún wá bá ọ̀rọ̀ jẹ́ ibẹ̀ ni wọ́n ń pè ní Galilee.
Those who came from Galilee were normally regarded as unlearned, uncultured.
Àwọn tí wọ́n máa ń tó wá láti Galilee, wọ́n kà wọ́n sí aláìmọ̀wé, àwọn tí ò ti ẹ̀yà afínjú rárá.
Vagabonds with little chance of success.
Àwọn alárìnkiri tí àǹfààní pé wọ́n lè ṣe àṣeyọrí ò sí fún.
There in Galilee, they lagged behind in culture, they lagged behind in attitude, they spoke crude language, and they have a lot of foreigners and Gentiles in Galilee.
In Galilee, oh, yeah, So people
disregarded that area. Nazareth was a town of Galilee. Nazareth was has only one street with 11 houses. Nazareth has the worst reputation of any town in Galilee. The population was around 500 or so, a bit above 500. The largest population could be maybe around
1,500.
So the name Nazareth was not respectable, was not admirable, was not
honorable.
People call it with disgust, Nazareth.
Nazareth.
Hidden away. Not shown. In the open. Surely. If the Messiah was going to come, why is that where the Messiah will come?
Then
nothing good comes from that area. Nathaniel himself was a Galilean.
Nathaniel go ara Galilee.
Is the person the Bible calls Bartholomew.
Only Bible in Bartholomew.
Nathaniel and Bartholomew is the same person.
Nathaniel and Bartholomew were the corner like you saw.
So I'm a Galilean. Nothing good has ever come from this place.
Oh, go fig back on
that. So how come you are saying Jesus of Nazareth the Messiah is from here?
Oh, the wide one Jesus the Nazareth you look alive and you know wa.
That's why the man said, can any good thing come out of here?
He didn't yet office of Latin.
There are plenty of people here this morning. Some feel abused and misused. Some feel discarded and trampled upon. Some feel like
doormats.
I know there are plenty of people here this morning who would have wished they were born somewhere else. Some would have wished that their parents were different. Some would have wished they were born in another class or another race. Some have asked themselves serious hot questions. Why was I not born in a rich family? Why was I born in this family where they soak garri in the morning, soak garri in the afternoon, and then they ask everybody to drink water and sleep? Some have asked themselves an odd question. Why am I like this? Why don't I have the physical appearance of others? Why am I too fat? Why am I too lean? Why can't I have the breakthroughs others are having? Some have asked, why is my life like this? Unfortunately, the way and manner many people are born has already positioned them for failure before they even become adults. I have a word to you from the Lord today. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The Bible says, come and see. I decree that you are come and see, testimony shall appear. It shall appear. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. God brought something good out of Nazareth. So the family of Zebulun that thought they were losers, they were not losers after all. So when Jacob was giving the person small inheritance, he knew that an inheritance that no inheritance can cover is still coming out from that place.
Jacob bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé oríṣiríṣi tó sì pinnu kékeré fún Sébúlóní. Ó mọ̀ pé ìní tí ìní mìíràn le jùlọ yóò sì tibẹ̀ jáde.
What a very big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá mà ni o.
That is, great things can come from strange places.
Èyí ni pé ohun ńlá ó lè ti ibi àjèjì jáde.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni o.
God can do more than expected.
Ọlọ́run lè ṣe ju bá a ti lérò.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
God comes to us in ways and places we do not expect.
Ọlọ́run a máa tọ̀ wá wá ní ọ̀nà àti ibi tí a ò ti lérò.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
God sometimes shows up in unexpected places.
Ọlọ́run nígbà mìíràn a máa fara hàn níbi tí a ò lérò.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
That you are actually better than what you think.
Pé lóòótọ́ ó dára ju bó ti lérò lọ.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
What a big lesson.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ńlá ni.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó ní.
Has been blessed by God.
Tọ́lọ́run bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
It does not matter who you are.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì ẹni tó jẹ́.
It does not matter where you are from.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì bí tó ti wá.
It does not matter the color of your skin. It does not matter your habitation.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì ibi tó gbé tàbí àwọ̀ ara rẹ.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó ní.
Has been blessed by God.
Tọ́lọ́run bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
Reminds me of that woman.
Ó jẹ́ kí n rántí arábìnrin yẹn.
The former church I was many years back.
Ní ìjọ tí mo wà lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
She was vice principal. Of his school.
Igbákejì ọ̀gá pátápátá nílé ẹ̀kọ́ girama ni.
Vice principal, before the month runs out, she will have become a pauper, she will be broke.
Igbákejì ọ̀gá ilé-ìwé girama yìí, kóṣù tó parí yóò ti jẹ gbèsè lọ.
Her poverty was so terrible that before the end of the month, she will be borrowing money from the teachers.
Iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ pọ̀ débi pé kóṣù tó parí yóò ti máa yáwó lọ́wọ́ àwọn tíṣà tó wà lábẹ́ rẹ̀.
One day she came to a program.
Lọ́jọ́ kan ó bá wá sípàdé àdúrà.
I think the title of that message is I'm getting out.
Akori iwasu lojo na ni mo njade.
She had a message.
Ogbo iwasu.
So what, my life can't go on like this.
Aye mi o le ma tesiwaju bayi.
I must take an action.
Mo gbọdọ gbegbese.
She went home that day and refused to sleep.
O si lo le lojo na o ko.
I began to pray.
O wa bere si gbadura.
Father, I need a change.
Baba mo
be ayi pada. I need a change by fire.
O ni lo ayi pada nipa ina.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
Emi mo si ba soro.
Say daughter.
Ọmọ mi o.
You need a change.
O fẹ́ àyípadà.
Say yes Lord.
O ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Olúwa.
So what is this at the back of your house?
Kí ni ohun tó wà lẹ́ńkùlé ilé rẹ yìí?
This is just marshy ground.
O ní ilẹ̀ ìrànì.
So you want a change?
O fẹ́ àyípadà.
Begin to plant vegetables.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé ẹ̀fọ́.
Vegetable.
Ẹ̀fọ́ ẹ̀wẹ̀.
I have BA.
Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè àkọ́kọ́.
Biology.
Inu biology.
Postgraduate degree in education.
Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè
kejì. Masters.
Inú ẹ̀kọ́. Mo kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè kẹta. Kí n máa wá gbin ẹ̀fọ́.
No.
Ah.
I bind that voice.
Ó gbé ohun yẹn dé.
The Holy Spirit said you can't bind me.
Ẹ̀mí mọ̀ sí pé ó lé dé mi o.
And she started.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀.
She converted this marshy ground at the back of the house of vegetable garden.
Ó sọ ìrà tó wà lẹ́ńkùlé. Ó sọ di ibi tó ń gbin ẹ̀fọ́ sí.
Beloved.
Ara.
It was as if the whole town was waiting for a vegetable.
Bí ẹni pé gbogbo aráàlú ló ń dúró de ẹ̀fọ́ tirẹ̀ ni.
Anytime she brought the vegetable to market, she must finish selling before they go to other vegetable sellers.
Gbogbo ògbà tó bá gbé ẹ̀fọ́ tirẹ̀ dọ́jà bí ò bá tí ìtà tán. Ẹni tó ń tẹ̀ fọ́ mìíràn ní rí ìtà.
Within a year, this woman who used to borrow money from teachers put up a big building.
Láàárín ọdún kan, obìnrin tó máa ń yáwó yìí, ó kọ ilé.
Selling vegetables.
Ẹ̀fọ́ ló sì tà tó fi kọ́lé.
When what you have.
Nígbà tí ohun tó o ní.
Has been blessed by the Almighty God.
Kọ́lọ́run ọ̀gá ògbó bá ti bùkún rẹ̀.
Who you are.
Ẹni tó jẹ́.
Where you are from.
Ibi tó ti wá.
Your family background.
Ìdílé rẹ̀.
Does not matter anymore.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì mọ́.
All Moses had in his hand was a rod.
Ọ̀pá nìkan ni Mose mú dání lọ́wọ́.
But blessed by God.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run bùkún rẹ̀.
With that rod he turned water to blood.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó sọ omi di ẹ̀jẹ̀.
With that rod he opened the Red Sea.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó pín òkùnkùn pa níyà.
With that rod he wrested the government of Egypt from the hand of Pharaoh.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá náà ó gba ìjọba Egypt kúrò lọ́wọ́ Pharaoh.
That widow.
Opo ni.
Had just empty barrels.
Kolobo kolobo lásán ló ní.
Blessed by God.
Ti Ọlọ́run bùkún.
The barrel never ran dry.
Kolobo òróró rẹ̀ kò sì gbẹ.
David.
Dafidi.
Just stones.
Okuta ni.
But because the stones were blessed.
Sugbon itori pe okuta won ti
ka. By the time he threw the first one.
Nigba to fi sa ekini.
Things began to happen.
Nkan bere si sele.
Can you stretch out your two hands?
Se owo re mejeji siwaju wa.
And say, my hands.
Owo mi.
Receive the anointing.
Egba iforoyan.
For uncommon blessing.
Fun ibukun ti o wopo.
Right now.
Lowo lowo bayi.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and profess unto your hands.
Sele si owo re.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu ta gbadura.
Jesus did not come from Jericho.
Jesu wa lati Jericho,
that place known for his beautiful plantation, walled city and high buildings.
Ibe yen ti a mo fun awon ile to ga, ilu to ni awon irugbin to dara ati awon ogiri re.
Jesus did not come from Bethlehem, although he was born there.
Jesu wa lati Bethlehem bo tile je pe ibe ni won bi si.
That place filled with many beautiful inns and beautiful spots.
Ibe yen kun fun awon agbegbe to lewa ati awon ile ero to dara.
Jesus did not come from Bethany.
Jesu wa lati Bethany.
That place with beautiful gardens.
Ibi to ni awon ogba to lewa.
Jesus did not come from Jerusalem.
Jesu ti Jerusalem wa.
Where there is a temple.
Ibi ti temple wa.
That's why Philip said, come and see.
Wow.
And now prophesy unto your life.
Mo so tele si aye re nisisiyi.
And whether it is convenient for the enemy or not.
Pe boyo rarun fota abi ko
rarun. No matter what has been happening to you in the past.
Oh yo to ti le ma tele si
aye. That your testimony of come and see will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. In the name of Jesus.
For Jesus.
Let your amen roar like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
When we say come and see testimonies,
nigba ta ba so pe ijeri e wa wo,
what do we mean?
Kilo tumo si?
We mean testimonies that give birth to other testimonies.
Anzo nipa ijeri to man bi ijeri omiran.
We mean testimonies that make men to open their mouth wide.
An soro nipa ijeri ti yo mu ki awon eniyan la enu won ko ma le pade.
They open their mouth wide in wonder.
Wa la enu won ni le pade nitori iya lenu ni o je.
In a city called Reading, a few miles from London.
Ni ilu kan ti won pe Reading ko jina pupo si London.
A sister from Mountain of Fire gave one brother this crossover paper, pamphlets, that pamphlets.
Arabinrin kan ni oroke na ti se yanu o fun ogbeni kan ni iwe ipade adura ase wonu odun titun.
That was 2 years ago.
Ni odun meji se
that pamphlet.
Iwe ti a man lo fi gba adura olodun
meji. The man took it, opened it.
Okunrin yi mu iwe awon si si.
And that area where there is prosperity prayers.
Ibi ti adura lori iserere wa yen.
She prayed it.
O si gba.
He prayed, he started praying.
O bere si gba adura yen lojojumo.
Praying for 7 days non-stop. By the time he started praying, he had only one taxi cab that he drove by himself. He was even serious debt.
Koda lasiko yen o je gbese to po.
By January.
Nigba to fi ma di January.
The man who had only one car.
Okunrin to je pe oko ayokele
kan lo. Driving as a cab.
To n wa gege bi taxi.
By himself.
Funra re lo n da wa o.
Acquired 20.
O ti ra taxi 20 si.
20.
Ogun.
Those who saw him in December.
Awon to ri ni osu kejila.
When they saw him in January.
Nigba ti won ri losu kini.
They opened their mouth wide. They
wonder. La enu. Nitori iyalenu nla lo je.
And by the time the sister said, I remember I gave you my booklet. Can I have it back?
Nigba ti arabirin mi ma wo pe mo ti ranti pe mo bu won ni iwe mi ba mi pe iwe mi o.
Say no ma.
Oni rara o.
I'm not going to give you back this booklet.
Mi o le fun won ni iwe ipada.
Testimonies that make men to open their mouth.
Ijeri
wonder.
Ti yo mu ki awon eniyan lanu kon ma le pade.
Come and see testimonies.
O so nje ijeri wa wo niyan.
What do you mean by come and see testimonies?
Ki lo nje ijeri wa wo.
The testimony that advertises God in your life.
Ijeri to n polowo Olorun ninu aye re.
A testimony that will make men to celebrate you.
Ijeri ti yo mu ki awon eniyan ki won se ajoyo nitori re.
A testimony that will show your God.
ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi ọlọ́run rẹ hàn.
As the El Shaddai.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọlọ́run El Shaddai.
What does El Shaddai mean?
Kini El Shaddai túmọ̀ sí?
El Shaddai means the God who is more than sufficient.
El Shaddai túmọ̀ sí ọlọ́run tó 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 sì ṣẹ́kù.
Come and see testimony.
Ìjẹ́rìí ẹ wá wò.
It's a testimony that will prove to the world that you serve a living God.
Ni ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi mọ aráyé pé ọlọ́run àlàyé ló ń sìn.
It's a testimony that will pick you out of the crowd and announce you.
Òun ni ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò yọ ọ́ jáde láàrin ọ̀gọ̀rọ̀ èrò láti polongo rẹ.
It's a testimony that will show that your God can save by few or by many.
Ó jẹ́ ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi hàn pé ọlọ́run rẹ ó lè pinnu láti lo díẹ̀ láti gbanilà bẹ́ẹ̀ ló lè lo púpọ̀ láti fi gbanilà.
A testimony that makes people to ask, excuse me, where is your God? We want to serve him.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò jẹ́ káwọn ènìyàn béèrè pé ọlọ́run rẹ dà àwa náà fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sìn.
A testimony that cannot be explained. Ìjẹ́rìí just one explanation.
Tí ò ṣe é ṣàlàyé nítorí ó ga jù.
A testimony that makes people to stand aside and just watch you.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò mú kí àwọn ènìyàn yà sẹ́gbẹ́ kan kí wọ́n sì máa fi ọ́ ṣe ìrànwọ́.
A testimony that makes people to shout endless hallelujah.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò mú káwọn ènìyàn máa ké hallelujah láì lè dákẹ́.
A testimony that shows your God as a God who has no respect for impossibility.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi ọlọ́run rẹ hàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọlọ́run tí ò mọ àṣetì.
A testimony that shows your God as a man of war.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi ọlọ́run rẹ hàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ológun.
A testimony that will tell the whole world that you serve a God that answered by fire.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò fi hàn gbogbo aráyé pé ọlọ́run tó ń fi iná dáhùn.
Say my currency testimony.
Ìjẹ́rìí ẹwà wo.
I want your voice to roar like thunder.
Jẹ́pọ̀ òun ló sọ bí àrá.
Manifest by fire. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and declare it.
And I don't have to be there. Manifest by fire.
Something is happening here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus. Lágbàdúrà.
What is a common sin testimony?
Kí ni ìjẹ́rìí ẹ wá wò?
A testimony that makes people to publish your story.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò mú kí àwọn ènìyàn fi ìtàn rẹ kọ̀wé.
A testimony that makes you a divine phenomenon.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò sọ ọ́ di ẹni àrà.
A testimony that even makes your enemies to want to become your friend by force.
Ìjẹ́rìí tí yóò mú káwọn tó ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ ọ̀tá rẹ gan. Kí wọ́n pinnu pé ó di dandan báyìí ká bá a dọ́rẹ̀.
So perhaps that evil question is being forwarded to you today.
Bóyá ó wá ń fi ìbéèrè búburú yẹn lọ lónìí.
Can any good thing come out of you?
Ohun rere kan a lè tinú rẹ jáde bí.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Ohun rere kan a lè ti Nazareth jáde bí.
The owners of this cry.
Àwọn tó ń ni igbe búburú ọ̀hún.
Enemies that know so much about you.
Àwọn ọ̀tá tó mọ nǹkan púpọ̀ nípa rẹ.
Many people have asked evil questions in scripture.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú ìwé mímọ́ ni wọ́n béèrè àwọn ìbéèrè burúkú.
Pharaoh asked, who is the Lord?
Fayáwo béèrè pé ta ni Olúwa.
I know not the Lord.
Èmi kò mọ Olúwa.
Neither would I let you go.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kò yín yóò jẹ́ kí Israẹli ó lọ.
He knew the Lord when he sank in the Red Sea.
Nígbà tó rìn sínú òkun pupa, ó pàpà mọ Olúwa.
Nebuchadnezzar asked the same question.
Nebuchadnezzar béèrè ìbéèrè kan náà.
And who is that God?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà?
He will deliver you out of my hand.
Tí yóò gbà yín lọ́wọ́ mi.
And God did.
Ọlọ́run ti gbà wọ́n.
Sennacherib asked the same question.
Sennacherib béèrè ìbéèrè kan náà.
Do you think your God is more powerful than the God of those other nations?
Ṣé lérò pé Ọlọ́run rẹ lágbára ju àwọn Ọlọ́run àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè yòókù lọ?
So any enemy can ask evil questions.
Nítorí náà ọ̀tá yòówù ló lè béèrè ìbéèrè burúkú.
Perhaps you are here this morning and they are posing that question at you. Can any good thing come out of you?
Bóyá wà ń bí lóòrọ̀ yìí wọ́n sì ń béèrè ìbéèrè burúkú yìí lọ́wọ́ rẹ pé ohun rere kan a lè tinú rẹ jáde bí.
The reasons the enemies are asking that question.
Ìdí tí ọ̀tá fi ń béèrè irú ìbéèrè ọ̀hún.
Is because number one.
Ni pé ìkíní.
They believe they are stronger.
Wọ́n gbàgbọ́ pé àwọn lágbára jù ọ lọ.
Two.
Ìkejì.
They have access to your secrets.
Wọ́n mọ àwọn àṣírí rẹ.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
They know everything about you.
Wọ́n mọ gbogbo nǹkan nípa rẹ.
Know everything about you.
Wọ́n mọ gbogbo nǹkan nípa rẹ.
Four.
Ìkẹrin.
They know your history.
Wọ́n mọ ìtàn rẹ.
They know where you are coming from.
Wọ́n mọ ibi tó o ti ń bọ̀.
So they say you.
Ele, ele, empathy.
Five.
Ikarun.
They have already conspired against you.
Ikarun won ti diri kisi lodi si o.
6.
Itefa.
They have spent sleepless nights to ensure that you don't move.
Won ti saisun lati ri pe o tesiwaju.
Many of us hate fasting, but there are some enemies fasting so that some people will not move forward.
Opolopo alokorira awe gbugba sugbon won ta kan wa ti won gba we kelo miran nu wa ma ba le tesiwaju.
If some people could fast 40 days and 40 nights to eliminate all, then you should fast too.
Bi awon kan ba le gba we ogoji oso ogoji oru lati le gbemi Paul o to ki won o le gbadura gba
we. Enemy asks questions.
Kimi se ti ata man bere won yi.
7. In most cases they have already gained entrance.
Ikeje lopolopo gba won ti raye wole ni.
Fentanyl already.
Won ti wole na.
And unfortunately many of us are fighting the enemy outside when the enemy is already inside.
O si se ni laanu pe opolopo wa a n ba ota ja lode sugbon ota ti wonu na.
8. They are asking this question because they know how seriously deep they have caged the person.
Won bere bere nitori pe won mo pe awon ti ha onitohun mo lona to jile.
They have caged the person. The person is in a deep pit.
Onitohun ti wa ninu ofin toji.
Nah.
Kesan.
They know that by family pattern.
Won mo pe nipa ilana ebi.
They know no one makes it.
That's
why the enemy is asking this question.
Any
good thing come out of this one? Any good thing come out of this one? And then they ask this question because they believe that you will not rise up to possess your possession.
Nítorí wọ́n gbàgbọ́ pé o ní dìde láti ní ohun ìní rẹ.
How do we address this kind of enemies?
Báwo la ó ṣe wá dojúkọ irú ọ̀tá yìí?
You command them to shut up.
Ó pàṣẹ kí wọn ó dákẹ́ jẹ́.
The enemy may be inside of you speaking to your spirit man.
Ọ̀tá òun lè wà nínú rẹ kó máa bá ẹ̀mí rẹ sọ̀rọ̀.
You command them to shut up.
Ó pàṣẹ fún wọn kí wọn ó panu mọ́.
That's what to do.
Ohun tó ṣe nìyẹn.
Say be silenced in the name of Jesus.
Ẹ dákẹ́ jẹ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
Shut up.
Ẹ gbẹ́nu lọ́wọ́.
2.
Ikeji.
You have to deal with their altars.
O ní láti gbógun ti àwọn pẹpẹ wọn.
A lot of altars are battling against us.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn pẹpẹ ló ń bá wa jìjà kadì.
Battling altars against us.
Àwọn pẹpẹ tó ń bá ní jà.
There are plenty of men on the street who have swallowed their altars.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn ló ń bẹ láwọn òpópónà tí wọ́n ti gbé pẹpẹ tí wọ́n mì.
The altar is inside.
Pẹpẹ wọn inú wọn ló wà.
So when they are talking.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń fọ ohùn.
What they are saying is from that altar.
Ohun tí wọ́n ń sọ látorí pẹpẹ wọn.
That they've swallowed.
Tí wọ́n ti gbé mì.
3. You have to command them to swallow their words.
O ní láti pàṣẹ pé kí wọ́n kó ọ̀rọ̀ wọn jẹ.
1. Command them to shut up.
Èkíní pàṣẹ kí wọ́n gbẹ́nu lọ́wọ́.
2. Deal with their altars.
Èkejì gbógun ti pẹpẹ wọn.
3. Command them to swallow their words.
Ìkẹta pàṣẹ kí wọ́n kó ọ̀rọ̀ wọn jẹ.
And 4. Command disgrace upon them.
Ìkẹrin pàṣẹ kí ìtìjú ó dé bá wọn.
That's how to silence them.
Bí a ti ṣe ń parú wọn lẹ́nu wọn nìyẹn.
Those who are pitched against your come and see testimony.
Àwọn tó pàgọ́ lòdì sí ìjẹ́rìí ẹwà wo tirẹ̀.
Those who have concluded that you are not going anywhere.
Àwọn tó ti sàsọ parí ọ̀rọ̀ pé o níbì kan rè.
That's how to deal with them.
Bí a ṣe ń gbógun tì wọ́n nìyẹn.
This morning these are the kind of prayers we are going to start praying now.
Lóòrọ̀ yìí irú àwọn àdúrà tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbà nìyẹn.
And as many people as are here.
Iye ẹni tó sì wà níhìn.
I want to start this year on a high note of success.
So fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọdún yìí ní ìpele àṣeyọrí tó pọ̀.
On a high note of breakthrough.
Ní ìpele àlàjá tó ga.
Pray the way you've never prayed before.
Gbàdúrà ní bó ṣe ti gbàdúrà tẹ́lẹ̀.
The fact that God brought you to this service this morning.
Ọlọ́run mú ọwọ́ sí ìsìn lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Shows that you are a candidate for great things.
Ó fi hàn pé o jẹ́ ẹni tó yẹ fún nǹkan ńlá.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
Rise up on your feet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
The first thing to do.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ tá ó ṣe.
Right there where you are bowing down your head.
Níbi tó ti tẹrí báyìí.
Ask the Lord to forgive you.
Wípé Olúwa Olúwa ó dáríjì ọ.
Of any sin.
Fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yóò wù.
That will hinder your come and see testimony.
Tó lè dènà ijeri ewa wo re.
I leave you to do that quietly before the Lord.
Oye laye lati se yen jeje ni waju Oluwa bayi.
Amen.
Amen.
With a loud voice, sing a song loud and clear before we go into prayers now. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
We will call upon the Lord. We will call upon the Lord. You need to.
clear now.
Oh, we buy no rabbi.
Fire of deliverance.
You know, to see
that. Is that the loudest you can shout it here today? Enter into my body. That's how we're going to start.
If it's out to be around here.
Can I hear the sister shouting it louder?
Yeah.
Is that the loudest the sisters can shout? I have a brother, shout it louder. Everybody to Canada. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and command the fire into your body, the fire of deliverance. Enter into my body. When the fire gets inside, the strangers will be afraid. And they shall run out of the hiding place. Masaka tenda kayaboshendera baba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my come and see testimony. Open your mouth and declare
Jesus.
Oh yes.
Then.
Aha. Let them begin to show up. Them begin to show up. Yes, they become unstoppable. Oh yes.
Then.
Thank you, Father.
Baba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aha. You shall laugh. Oh yes.
Then.
Thank you, Father.
Baba.
Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Shalom, Baba.
Thank you. Oh God, arise! Oh God, arise!
Oh God,
and order my steps this year.
God, today, God, have been loving you.
In the name of Jesus. Open your eyes and pray. Begin to honor my steps. Begin to honor my steps. Yes. Want the prosperity. Want the sound health. Want the divine elevation. Want to increase.
Ah.
Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Walk down my steps. In Jesus' name we pray. You will open your mouth and decree like this. With your hands touching your legs. And you shout this prayer out loud. My legs hear the word of the Lord. Carry me to the place of my destiny this year. My legs, my legs, hear the word of the Lord. Carry me to my place of destiny this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Relax. We are the one of the Lord. Oh yes, it is a command. It is a decree. Oh yes.
Then
you will carry me to my place of destiny this year.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
Then
let your legs begin to carry you.
Yes, yes, yes.
To your place of increase. To your place of promotion. To your place of the testimony of come and see. Aha.
Baby.
Aha.
Baby.
Oh yes.
Baby.
Thank you, Father.
It's you, Baba.
It's you. In Jesus' name we pray.
We call Jesus.
You are going to say this.
Oh Badura bye.
Confess it out loud. Let heavens hear. You mention your name. And then you go forth and say this.
Oh, are we pay?
God will bless me. And bless those who will bless me this year. And curse those who will curse me this year. Let's take it together. You shout it out loud. I shall not look
higher.
God will bless me this year. And bless those who will bless me this year. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. This year, the storm of life will not sweep me away. If you are outside this auditorium, I want you to shout that out loud. This year, the storm of life will not sweep me away. Are we inside the auditorium? This year, the storm of life will not sweep me away. Open your mouth and pray together. This year, I decree of heaven, the storm of life will not sweep me away. Will not sweep me away. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. The storm of life will not sweep you away. We will not sweep away our children. We will not sweep away our family. We will not sweep away our jobs. We will not sweep us away. In the name of Jesus. By the decree of the Almighty God, it is established. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. By fire. By thunder. My unstoppable miracles. My unstoppable breakthroughs. My unimaginable testimony. By fire. By thunder. My unstoppable testimony. My unimaginable breakthroughs. Arise! Show up by fire! Jesus, open your mouth and pray! By fire! By thunder! My unstoppable miracles! My unimaginable testimony! My unstoppable breakthroughs! Arise!
Arise!
Show up by fire! In the name of Jesus!
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let them show up! This year! By the power of the Holy Ghost!
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray. Very soon you shall be congratulated. Very soon your story shall change. And you shall begin to make news. People will stop and wonder.
Hallelujah.
A miracle of come and see. The testimony of come and see. The breakthroughs of come and see. The story of come and see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Shout this out loud. Every financial grave. Dog for me this year. I want us to shout out again. Every financial grave. Dog for me this year. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Scatter! Thank you, Jesus. Yes! Your financial grace. My love is not your passion. My family is not your passion. Scatter! Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Let us scatter. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Every cloud of evil. We need to attack this prayer very well. Because the hand of the Almighty God is around right now. And we begin to scatter the clouds. Because your rain of come and see will begin to drop now. Oh yes, the hand of God is here. And will attend to whoever will make the loudest cry here. Every cloud of evil. Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every cloud of evil, your time is up. Yes, be blown away. In the name of Jesus.
for Jesus.
Yes.
Then,
oh, Arm of God, arise. Begin to do that which only you can do.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be quiet now. We have asked for heavens to attend to us. The clouds are in trouble now. The hand of the Almighty God is dealing with them now. Arm of God, arise. Begin to do that which only you can do.
Oh, yes.
Every cloud of trouble, every cloud of tears and sorrow, every cloud of wasted years, every cloud of non-achievement, every cloud of shame and disgrace, every cloud of endless weeping, hopelessness, every cloud of death, every cloud of sickness. This is the time. Thank you, Father. Begin to clear them away. Begin to clear them away. Scatter them. Blow them away. Oh, yes. For our rain of come and see to start to drop. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The
clouds are moving away now.
The
clouds are disappearing. The clouds are clearing off. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, thank you, Father. We seal this with the blood of Jesus. We seal this with the seal of heaven. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We take this prayer, parents. Let the angels of God be stationed as the gatekeepers of my habitation.
It
says in his word, no evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. Since he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, he shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash off with
them.
Those who are not under this protection will have the other side of the story. But when the angels of God begin to keep watch over your gates, when you have them as your security men, keep watch day and night, then no evil shall befall you. I want us to pray this prayer as someone who understands it, as someone who is expectant, as someone who wants the mighty touch of God. Not on your life alone, but on the whole of your family. Let the angels of God be stationed as the gatekeepers of my habitation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Angels of the Almighty God, be stationed. Be stationed. All around my life, all around my habitation. Yes, be stationed as the gatekeepers of my life,
all my habitation in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, the dangers of the Almighty God be stationed all around your house, all around your life, all around your affairs in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Baba.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Baba.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Oluko Jesu la gbadura.
Visitors of darkness are in trouble.
Awon alejo okuku,
they are chained and bound and disgraced.
What the one do
as the fire of God is coming down.
Gege bi
as the fire of God is coming down.
Ni Olorun tin so kale.
And making a hedge of fire all around your house. Thank you, Father. Gates of darkness are being dismantled. Presence of darkness being cleared away. Thank you, Father. Whether the enemy likes it or not, your children shall be for signs and wonders. They become unpalatable for the enemies. They become unedible for them to eat. I hide them under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. Listen to this. Many people went through that last year. They went through that. They were brought down, brought low. And the enemies had their way in their life. That shall not be our portion. This very, very year. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. This year, satanic dreams and nightmares will not have me. They will not have me. They will not have me. In the name of Jesus, they will not have me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. This year, every enemy of my life, I want you to say that again. This year, every enemy of my life will stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. After these are 10 prayers that we have just ended, we are going to have a rounding of prayers also. Please ensure that you don't leave this place without participating in that prayer. As our God who doeth wonders has started with us in a big way this year. Thank you, Father. Very quickly, let us bring out our tithes and offerings. As we place them before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
thank you because you always answer our prayer.
A dupe nitori pe e ma n da won adura wa.
What a wonderful God you are.
Olorun iyanu ni.
Lord, we come before you this day.
Oluwa toyin wa loni.
I will pray, Father.
Asi gbadura baba.
Just as we have done that which you have commanded us to
do. Bi a ti se un te pa lase fun wa lati se.
Gathered in your name.
Akorajo po lo.
Sing unto you.
Akorin si.
Call unto you.
Akepe yin.
Look up to you.
A wo oju yin.
We have done all this.
Ati se gbogbo ile wonyi.
Let your mighty outstretched arms.
E je ki apa yin ninu jade ni.
Stretch over your people right now. In the name of
Jesus.
Let your hand of anger arise and tear open every stubborn cloud and cause your rain of blessing to come now. In the name of
Jesus.
Let every financial problem, every physical and spiritual problem, hear the word of the Lord. Bow! By the Spirit of the Almighty God, I address every situation here. That whether the enemy likes it or not, as we move into this week, it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus. I speak to every witchcraft valley. Every blessing you held down last year, give them up now. Release them. Thou God of remembrance. Thou God of covenant. You are the wiper of tears. Every eye that cried last year. Every heart that God broke last year. By the Spirit of the Almighty God. By the power of the Almighty God, receive your testimony now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. I speak to every somersaulting testimonies. This year, I decree that you will be established, that you will stand firm. In the name of Jesus. What we are saying is this. It is the time for the children of God to start to enjoy the milk and honey of the land. Every testimony that starts with January, that is some assaults, ends and come up, and you wake up and again down. No. Your time is up. What we are opening the door for now is a testimony that will give back to testimony. Therefore, let your life receive that unstoppable testimony in the name of Jesus. Thou God of remembrance, begin to open your book of remembrance. for upliftment, for increase, for elevation, for divine laughter. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your covenant with death will break now. In the name of Jesus. For you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we move into this week, I cover everyone here with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near you. The Spirit of the Almighty God shall rest and abide with you. In the name of Jesus. This week, you shall receive divine visitation. This week, you shall receive news of great joy. In the name of Jesus. All closed doors of blessings, we command them to open and to bless us. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let it be that this week will bring out honey out of the rock for your people in the name of Jesus. And oil out of the flint stone in the name of Jesus. We shall go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from blessings to blessings, from increase to abundance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You weak, I speak unto you that you shall favor God's people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your eyes that does not slumber, your eyes that will not sleep, keep watch over us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, O God. Thank you, King of Kings, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven glorious hallelujah.